Listen, we had a bit of a quirky thing happen. For those of you that won the game in the first hour, please call back. Please call back for those of you that won. We've got the names of the people that did win. We got Joshua won. We've got your name.
Okay, so here it is. It was the second round, right, with the color yellow.
Okay.
And so we got Joshua's name, but we didn't get the second man who called in, because it was two men who called in,
right,
for the color yellow.
Okay, so if you called in for the color yellow and you did win the game, then...
give us a call right here at Contact Talk Radio, 425-649-1112, and Lori Olathe will take your information.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, good. All right, let's get right to it, shall we? We've got a fabulous guest with us today, and you know, one of my favorite things that I like to do here is I like to introduce the guests, only because they've got such extensive bios, and this next gentleman is, of course, no different. Every time I read his bio, and then, of course, there's something new that's going on, too, that we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about hypnosis today with our next guest, but Matthew James, M-A-D-C-H, is the Vice President of the American Pacific University and the Director of Research and Training Design. He is, Dr. James, of course, is committed to lifelong learning as reflected in many of his degrees and certifications. Matt has an undergraduate degree in Criminal Justice Administration and Business Management, a master's degree in Organizational Management from the University of Phoenix, and a doctorate degree in Clinical Hypnotherapy from the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. He is also currently working on his PhD in Health Psychology. You know, when Matt speaks, you want to listen. With his education and with the experience, this is somebody that you want to listen to, because he knows what he's talking about, he knows what he's doing, and is one of the most trusted hypnotherapists, timeline people around it. And the Empowerment Partnership certification through Advanced Neurodynamics is a wonderful company, and you guys, this is when he talks, you want to listen. Matt, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. That's a mouthful for Monday.
Well, it is Monday, but... you know, what can I tell you?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, you've got it going on, my friend, and I really respect the work that you do. And, you know, at such a, you know, here, I'm 44 years old, and I consider myself to have a tremendous amount of life experience and education through life experience, but I don't have a lot of education through going to school. You know, I didn't even finish high school, and I was going out working full time. So for me, I really respect people who have done the school and done the whole education thing, and it's a tremendous thing that people do. So I really appreciate that about you, Matt.
Thank you. And yeah, coming from you, I really appreciate that. You get to talk to a lot of people, and I'm really honored to always be on your show, as you know. And I think you and Lucia are just the absolute best and out there doing a fantastic job.
You heard it, baby. We're the bomb.
You're the bomb.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. So we are going to talk about hypnosis today, because you've got some workshops coming up that we're going to talk about as well.
Yes.
But, you know, interestingly enough, hypnosis is something that... It's always, to me, it's always a good subject, because there's a lot of confusion around hypnosis. It seems like, Matt, and I would love for you to address some of the myths about hypnosis as well.
Sure.
And so, you know, the differences between, you know, in mainstream media, you often see people like, I will use the name Ravine. I don't know if you've ever heard of him or not, but he goes around in Canada, I assume other places, but Ravine was well known for his hypnotist gifts on stage, if you will, in front of hundreds of people, and bringing people on stage and making them do quirky things like I did.
Bark like a dog.
Yeah, bark like a dog. I've gone down that road, you know. So perhaps you could explain a little bit about what hypnosis is, first of all.
Well, that's a really great place to start. The majority of the people in public have a view of hypnosis as being something like under the control of someone or something else.
Mm-hmm.
The very first thing that we teach in any of our hypnosis trainings is that the person is in total control the entire time.
Right.
Hypnosis isn't actually anything magical, except that it gets you in touch with things that you already do naturally. I've met people that just on their own, with no assistance from anyone else, quit smoking. I've met people that are just on their own, began to lose weight. Or I love the term donate weight.
Mm-hmm.
We use the term donate weight in our trainings because losing weight, if you lose something, you tend to find it.
Yeah.
So with weight loss, it's not something that we want to find again. So one of the first things that we have to go over is the misconception of mainstream media or the stage hypnotist shows that you see, which is that someone is under control of a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist. And
mm-hmm.
it's really not that. It's about tapping into this natural ability that people have inside to create change in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the change that occurs for individual occurs at the unconscious level. So really the weekend training that we do is getting to know your unconscious, getting to know your unconscious mind, and learning what aspects of who and what you are at the unconscious level combined with who you are at the conscious level create your behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And then how to begin to adjust those behaviors that you want to change.
You see, and this is one of the things, because quite often we don't even recognize certain behaviors, do we?
That's true. I mean, there are some of the behaviors, one of the examples that I use in our longer neuro-linguistic programming trainings, our NLP trainings, is nail biting.
Mm-hmm.
You get someone who does nail biting, and this is a really good simple explanation of behavior as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who really does nail biting, if you talk to someone who's good at doing nail biting, when I mean good at it, I mean they bite their nails and don't even know they're biting their nails.
Yeah.
They'll sit there and they'll do a habit. I've met people that twirl their hair, don't even know they're twirling their hair unless someone points it out to them.
You know what? I'm going to out myself on this one. Something that I didn't know, and I'll speak to this with you.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I did not know that I did, and it wasn't until it was a couple of years ago, actually, Lucia pointed this out to me. Whenever I'm eating, I enjoy eating. I love eating. But something that I was doing completely unconsciously is that I would hum.
Would you?
While I was eating.
See, and that was probably a totally unconscious behavior.
It really was.
Yeah.
I was enjoying my food, and I was like, but I'd be humming while I was eating.
And now
I don't do it anymore, because it was whatever. I forget why I was doing it. I think it was just something that I just enjoyed doing on some level.
And then Lucia helped break you of that habit?
Yeah, because
yeah,
she said
not
it was kind of annoying.
Lucia around, so we have to learn hypnosis.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it was interesting because, yeah, we do things that are so, unconscious. Like, have you ever been around somebody, for instance, when you're eating, and they bite down on the spoon or the fork and make that clinking sound?
Right. Or someone, when they're studying or focusing, biting down on their pencil.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we have all these unconscious behaviors. Now, we're talking about humming and biting down on the fork.
Yeah.
Those can be a nuisance to other people, but mm-hmm. they're not usually a problem with regards to a person's outcomes.
Right.
But what I like to focus on, so these are the examples that I use in my trainings. I say, you know, here are examples of things that we do unconsciously. Here are examples of behaviors that are unconscious, and usually someone has one or two, at the least, behaviors where they can recognize, wow, I do that, and I don't even know that I do that unless someone points it out. Then the problem is, what happens when you do an unconscious behavior in your relationship? Or what happens when you do an unconscious behavior in your job, in your career? What happens if you're doing something unconsciously that is sabotaging you from getting your results? What about in health?
Yeah.
If I went through that in health, over the past 2 years, I've lost about 60 pounds.
Well,
and there was something unconsciously that I would do. I would avoid going into the gym. When I was in the gym, there would be no focus. And with everything I knew and everything that I teach, there was still an unconscious behavior that I had to get to.
Mm-hmm. Listen, let's talk more about this when we come back. And let's talk about some of the examples of something that's a little more serious than biting down on a fork and humming while we're eating. Some of the patterns that you've come across that people may identify with, that, you know, maybe we have these patterns, and if we don't know about them, then, you know, maybe our friends don't want to hurt our feelings and tell us.
Exactly.
You know, there's that aspect of it. Now, I understand you're also giving away some tapes today.
Yes. What I thought we'd do is I thought we'd give away some free CDs. We have a Introduction to Hypnosis CD.
Mm-hmm.
We have Stop Smoking and Weight Loss.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an overview, an introduction to neurolinguistic programming, which includes hypnosis, NLP, and our timeline techniques.
Okay.
And so if anyone wants to call our office, we have people in here. We brought everyone in this morning early.
Excellent.
And the number is 800-800-MIND.
Okay, so that's, again, if you want to call, for every person that calls in, to the office this morning. You'll get one of those three, and if you didn't catch which CD, then ask on the phone which CDs they're giving away, and they'll send you one of the CDs. And the number is 1-800-800-MIND or 1-800-800-6463. It keeps coming up with that jingle in my mind. 1-800-800-6463. Every caller that calls through today is going to get a copy of that CD. It is the time of gift giving, and Matt is doing it all year round with us.
Yes.
Every month, giving these gifts of glad free gifts of love. And that's 1-800-800-6463. If you've got a question for our guest today, give us a call here at the studio, 425-649-1112. We'll be right back.
Do you believe that magic is real? Bianna's Rainbow Classes will help 7 to 22-year-olds get in touch with their power and special gifts while supporting their spiritual talents. To attend a free introduction or learn more, contact Cindy Rothwell at 206-686-3772 or visit her online at cindyrothwell.com. Learn how to experience magic in harmony with all that is.
Does your animal companion have medical or behavioral issues that you would like to address? Or would you simply like to know what he or she is feeling or thinking? Why not ask them? Let Nature's Translator help you bridge the gap by offering animal communication consultations and healing energy work. Start a new conversation today. Call Tracy Ann at 360-895-8800 or visit naturestranslator.com. That's naturestranslator.com.
The numbers in your life, such as your name, birth date, and address, all affect you in ways you may not realize or understand. Jesse Calzi, world-renowned numerologist and healer, specializes in residential and business numerology and provides valuable insight on the power of numbers and how they affect your life. For more information on how Jesse can assist you, visit his website at www.jessecalzi.com. That's JessecKalzi.com. Or call them at 510-377-8858. That's 510-377-8858. This segment of Contact Talk Radio is sponsored by the Natural Choice Directory, your local healthy yellow pages in natural food, holistic health, and environmentally friendly resources. To learn more about the Natural Choice Directory, visit their website at www.naturalchoice.net.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I said I liked it. So there.
Oh, I thought you said if Matt can't hear it, he doesn't like it.
No.
I'm not pulling you in.
Yeah, no, I know.
Well, listen, we're talking with Matt James, of course, and Matt James, of course, is from the Empowering Partnership Certification through Advanced Neurodynamics. You want to find out more information? Is the website NLP.com?
Yes.
NLP.com. You can find out more information. You're giving CDs away today, and give us those names of the CDs again, would you, Matt?
We're going to be doing a Stop Smoking, Weight Loss, so that's two different CDs, or just an introduction to NLP, the timeline techniques that we teach, as well as the hypnosis.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so and every caller that calls into that number, I'm going to do the jingle, Matt. I'm going to do the jingle.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to do the jingle.
I think you should.
1-800-800-6463.
I'm expecting the call.
I know.
Any moment now.
Now the phones are lighting.
Yeah, there you go. There's a lot of people in Seattle.
I know. 1-800-800-6463. That is the number to call in if you would like to receive one of those CDs that Matt just mentioned. For every caller that calls that number, he is going to send you a copy of that CD. Now, let's talk. We left off, Matt, during the commercial break. You know, we talked about spoons and funny sounds people make unconsciously. And hypnosis is able to help people through these things. But those are very lighthearted things. Me humming is not going to make a difference on my emotional state.
That's
you know, or may make a difference on someone else's emotional state, but not mine. Somebody biting down on a fork isn't going to be the end of the world. But there are patterns of behavior that people do unconsciously that stop them from moving forward, and they're not even conscious that they do that. So, Matt, my question to you then is that through hypnosis, how do we even recognize that we have these patterns?
Well, one of the things that really helps is just beginning to understand the background of the unconscious mind, understanding the functions of the unconscious mind. For example, that, you know, sometimes in life, negative emotions come up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in life, things happen. How do we then gain some tools and techniques to deal with those things?
Right.
What I really like to give as an example is that sometimes in our lives we go through things and we collect baggage. The Hawaiians had such a great metaphor because, you know, I'm very fortunate that I get to live in Hawaii. Someone had to live here, so I volunteered when that came around.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hawaiians have this belief that was passed down through the culture that if something happens negatively in your life and you're not able to deal with it, you kind of put it in a black bag.
Mm-hmm.
You take that negativity, you put it in a black bag, you draw the strings closed, and you put it down inside your neurology somewhere. Then what happens is your unconscious mind knows when it's time to let it go. Now, the Hawaiians didn't use the word unconscious mind. They used the word called unihipili, which means little creature.
Sure.
And they said what happens is the unconscious mind basically says, hey, you've now gained the tools. You're ready to resolve this. Let's open up that black bag. Let's see what it is. Let's resolve it so we can move forward.
Right.
Now, what we tend to do in Western society, and I know not everyone was brought up this way. Everyone is different, and even within the same geographical location, we have such a melting pot here in the U.S. and in Canada and North America and in many countries that I visit around the world. There's such a melting pot of what we do. However, some people are taught in their culture or even their family that if one of those black bags open, you push that back down. It's
mm-hmm.
not okay to express the emotion, or it's not okay to go through something.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of learned through habit in some instances to avoid resolving an issue, avoid resolving a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just beginning to learn how the unconscious mind operates, you begin then to notice when those things come up. Oh, okay, here's a negative emotion. Okay. Here's a behavior. Here's a behavior that I'm doing in my relationships, and that behavior tends to self-destruct the relationship.
Would this be the same, and hold that thought for a second, because
sure.
I want to just add this to that. Would this be the same thing as, I always manifest or always end up in the same type of relationship? Is that caused by a pattern that we're creating then?
Sure, sure. The basic premise that we focus on is that the idea is that a person wants to get a result. I believe that people want to get results.
Right.
People want to achieve a goal, whether that's happiness in their life, whether that's quitting a habit like smoking or beginning to reduce their body fat percentages or their weight in order to feel better about themselves. They want to achieve some goal, and then what happens is a pattern usually tends to prevent them from achieving that goal. So you're right, in relationships. I've worked with individuals who manifest the same relationship over and over again. They get together with an individual, and they don't fulfill themselves. They don't actualize who and what they are. They want to achieve more, yet they wonder, why is it that I continue to do this same thing over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
And that can happen in business, you know. We sit there and we go, okay, this job is terrible. We leave the job, go to another job, and find that we're getting the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So it's really about finding out, what is this pattern that we're running? Why is it that I put myself into this situation, and why do I create this over and over again? And when am I going to be willing to stop it? When am I going to be willing to stop and do what it takes to create the change? And
yeah.
The first thing is, we have three requisites for change that we focus on. The very first one is, you got to make the change. You have to release that negative emotion. You got to break the habit. You need to stop doing what it is that you're doing and begin to learn how to do something different, which then takes you to the second step, taking action. Actually
mm-hmm.
getting out there and doing something to make a shift or a change in
mm-hmm.
your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the empowering thing. We really, then that's one of our major ideas, is empowering the individual. Rather than being that stage show hypnotist, I have some people that come to the training and go, hey, Matt, just hypnotize me and teach me everything you need to know. I go, boy, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
That'd make my life easier. It'd make the training shorter. You know, and then I could enjoy Seattle when I go there. You know, just hypnotize everyone and teach them what they need to know.
That's it. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, yeah. I wish it was that simple. That goes back to one of your first questions. Well, what are the misconceptions of hypnosis? You know, if hypnosis were that powerful, if it was so powerful that I could make someone do something they didn't want to do,
right?
Either one of two things. Either those mysterious people in authority, they'd either come and take the hypnosis away from me because they'd want it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would realize how powerful it is, and I would go do something different. Like, I'd go into the prisons, and I would hypnotize people to stop doing things. Or I'd go into politics and hypnotize people to just get along.
Which begs the question for me, begs the question for me, Matt, is that, okay, when I went on stage for these hypnotists that are there for entertaining, you know, I had to put my finger in the wall to stop the water from coming out.
And right. Why did you do that?
And I believe that. So it begs to, the question comes up for me to ask, well, if it's that powerful for me to be on stage, why can't it be just as powerful for you to say, okay, Cam, you are no longer doing this pattern anymore, this habit anymore, and you're done with it.
For some people, it can be that simple.
Right.
Well, I think the difference is here is that a person will not do anything under hypnosis that goes against their values or their beliefs.
Yeah.
So the stage show hypnotist, and by the way, I have a doctorate in clinical hypnotherapy, and we teach therapeutic aspects. However, I had to study all the hypnotist aspects as well.
Sure, sure.
You know, the stage show, and I've even done stage shows for fun.
Yeah.
And I've had friends that say they do this, or as a demonstration, we will sometimes do it in our trainings. Here's the biggest idea. The people that go up on the stage show, if they were in a party, they would be the ones with the karaoke microphone,
yep,
singing the songs, and you can't get the microphone away, or they want to have the fun. They want to be that center of attention.
That was last night at our house with karaoke.
Right. Now, Cameron, you love to be out in the public. I mean, you're on the radio.
Oh, I don't love it at all, Matt. I just do it because I got nothing else to do in my life.
I got nothing
no,
else
I'm just
to
kidding.
Do, right? I don't think any of you listeners
believe
that.
I'm kidding.
So, you know, I mean, the people that go up on the show, the hypnotist sets it up really nice. I mean, they say, who here wants to have fun?
Sure.
Who wants to come up and, you know, let go and have a good time? If the stage hypnotist, as the person was up there on stage, said, okay, go put on a ski mask and go rob a bank, the person's going to wake up and say, no. I mean, I've been doing stage shows and done something like automatic movement where I wanted a lady's hands to rotate around each other.
Right.
And she opens her eyes and looks at me and goes, I feel silly. I don't want to do this.
Mm.
And she was in deep. I mean, she was in very deep. Woke right up and said, I feel silly doing this.
You know what? That is a perfect, though, example for individuals who have any fear around hypnosis.
Right.
And being able to see absolutely, unequivocally, you're not going to do something that you feel silly doing or that you don't feel right about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's one of the biggest misconceptions about hypnosis. Now, you're right, Cameron. Given a person who wants to change, given a person who wants to create a shift in their life, it's going to take a lot less
right
on the part of the hypnotist because the person is so motivated.
Now,
that's what we would call the ideal client.
Interesting. Okay, now, Matt, along those lines, there's also another myth that I'd like you to uncover for us.
Sure.
And that is the myth of you know, if you can be hypnotized by a stage hypnotist or by a hypnotherapist or a hypnotist for that matter, not hypnotherapist, just a hypnotist, then your brain is weaker than others.
Oh, God, that's a great one. That's a great one, and that's one of the very first things we talk about. Again, you're hitting all. Have you been to our weekend?
No.
No.
Not yet. I plan on it sometime, but I haven't been to it yet. No.
Because you're asking all the exact questions we go right up front with. And okay, so here's what they've found. Hypnosis is about following instructions. This is through studies and tests, whether it's rather than citing sources, Bardot-Lacron scale of hypnosis, whether it's tests that they've done at Stanford on hypnosis and mind control, military tests on mind control.
Yeah.
When you're just doing hypnosis alone, yes, I agree, because you might get a caller that calls up and says, well, if you use sodium pentothal, you can make someone do whatever you want them to do.
Right, but that's a chemical thing.
Right. Just hypnosis. hypnosis alone, hypnosis is about following instructions. So if I say to you, close your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and relax the muscles around your eyes so that they're so relaxed that you couldn't relax them anymore, and holding on to that relaxation, test and make sure that you can open them, which is a standard Dave Ellman induction.
Mm-hmm.
When I say close your eyes, I'm not the one doing it. You have to do it.
Pardon me, you just said something. I have my eyes closed.
Oh, sorry.
You know what? I think this really brings up a really good point. I want to talk more about this after the break because, you know, this really...
You have to take a break.
Yeah, we have to do that.
All right. You're giving some CDs away, and we're going to talk about the weekend that's coming up in Seattle as well. And all over the world, actually, you're doing some seminars and events. So we're going to talk about those ones and the one in Seattle. If you would like to receive a CD of either Stop Smoking or Lose Weight or General Hypnosis CD or on NLP, which includes Timeline Therapy, you can give their office a call, 1-800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D, or 6463. That's 800-800-6463. Every caller that calls in today will receive a CD of some sort. You just let them know which one you want, and if you can't remember which one it is, ask them which ones they're giving away, and you'll receive one of those CDs. We'll be right back.
The Christmas tree at the Christmas party house. This is the hall where you can see every couple trying to step.
Accelerate your injury and disease recovery with AccuEnergy. AccuEnergy uses state-of-the-art technology called LBG, combined with sound medical care that effectively restores your lymphatic system flow, resulting in speeding up your recovery time and overall health improvement. For more information on how AccuEnergy can assist you on your path of healing, call 253-529-3030. That's 253-529-3030. Move your lymph and see results faster.
If you're looking for a rewarding career in massage therapy, the Northwest School of Massage in Kirkland and Federal Way offers a 6-month intensive program that works with your schedule, allowing you to train part-time, day or night. Small classes and free placement assistance will help ensure your success as a massage therapist. To register for the Northwest School of Massage's free career workshop or for more information, call 1-800-929-9441. That's 1-800-929-9441.
Joanne Roancook has helped thousands master good health and happiness. Her book, Choices for Health and Happiness, links the food-mood connection. It's what you're eating and what's eating you that makes the difference. Joanne's approach to aging, health, and happiness is uniquely simple. Call 1-800-957-4852. That's 1-800-957-4852. Or go to joannroancook.com. That's joannroancook.com. Help is only a call away.
Hello, this is Morgan Rain. For the past 25 years, I've been dedicated to a spiritual path of service to others. At 50 years old, I realized I had not planned for my financial future. I came across an idea called time leveraging. With this strategy, you can create 20 years of income over the next 5 years. Now, I am an independent distributor for an Inc. 500 company that markets the most important natural product ever discovered for our immune system. A brilliant strategy, coupled with a company that's all about service to others. Now, I have a winning combination. For only $19.95 and the investment in the miracle of transfer factors, you can start your own home business. For a free information packet, call me, 425-889-2444. Or visit me at rio-vita.biz. With time leveraging, a state-of-the-art product, and powerful internet tools, you too can choose to retire anytime and anywhere you dream. Please call me, 425-889-2444.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Good thing that's not going on the air. We were karaokeing yesterday. This is still carrying on from yesterday's family event. Your mom's boyfriend brought over his karaoke machine and we did karaoke.
We karaokeed from 3:30 in the afternoon to 9:30 in the evening.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many songs did you guys pull off?
You know, we rotated.
I lost track.
We did Beatles. We did Christmas.
I did Like a Virgin.
Wow.
It was a real stretch.
Like a Virgin.
It's
a stretch.
Hey.
All right, let's get right to it. Of course, we got this amazing person on. If you just joined with us, we've got Matt James with us from the Empowerment Partnership, which gives certification through advanced neurodynamics. And you're going to be doing a workshop coming up here January 27th. That's right, APU Hypnosis Weekend Certification. And there's going to be some other ones that are coming up as well. And if you want more information, go to NLP.com. That's NLP.com and check out the schedule for the U.S. because there's a ton of stuff here. You're also giving CDs away to everybody that that calls your office today. 1-800-800-6463. That's 800-800-6463. So, let's carry on.
Off, you actually asked a question I thought was an awesome question. That whole myth about weak-minded. Am I weak-minded if I get hypnotized? But that leads in, and I loved your answer on that, but that also leads into individuals who have maybe released control in their lives and now are maybe what we might consider a control freak.
Mm-hmm.
An individual who really doesn't want to release their control over to another person. Now, are you releasing control over to another person? One, and two, what does that really mean? I mean, what happens when you do use these therapies?
Right. Well, paradoxically, we found that people who learn how to gain more control, people who learn how to do hypnosis, NLP, the timeline techniques to begin to get in touch with those behaviors that they want to change, to get better at their goal setting, whatever it is, whatever the person's goal is, what we have found is that the more they study the unconscious mind, the more control they actually gain over themselves. Because hypnosis is a do-with process, because it is a set of following instructions, so being weak-minded, well, technically speaking, if a person doesn't have a certain level of intelligence, they couldn't do hypnosis, because you have to at least be able to follow instructions. So really, the more intelligent someone is, my hypothesis would be that the faster they could go into trance, because they should be very good at following instructions.
Right.
And it's about telling themselves what to do. Many textbooks say all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So what that means is that even if there's someone sitting outside you, even if there's someone who's guiding you, that's all they are. They are a tour guide. It's kind of like, okay, look over here to your right, and this is where we have the unconscious mind. Over here to the left.
Right.
This is where your past memories are. So it's kind of a tour guide type phenomena. And a person who learns this then actually gains more control over them. And the best part is that the entire time, the person is in control. They are in control of themselves, determining how deep they go, what they do, and no matter how deep they go, they will always have total control over who and what they are.
I want to give you a personal example because, Matt, I really enjoy hypnosis. I really enjoy regression. And, I've gotten to a point to where I can really work on myself this way and not going to, to somebody else. And I was going through an issue in the moment, and I was feeling, anxious anger around it. And it was about, just about support and so forth. And so I actually did a timeline regression on myself in the moment, right? Because I decided, you know what, I don't want to feel this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now I don't want to feel this way, and I want to get past this and move through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was just a matter of sitting down, taking myself on a little tour, on a little journey, and then getting to the root of it, and within 5 minutes, I have to, Cam will back me on this, within 5 minutes I said, okay, I'm done with this.
Right.
I took myself on my own little hypnosis journey, and I was able to move through it, and I was literally transformed within that time period.
How powerful. See, that's awesome.
Wow.
And this is something that with understanding hypnosis and taking this and understanding how you can, one, work with others, and two, really work on yourself in such a quick and impactful way.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. I mean, that's why I get up and do the things that I do. That's mm-hmm. why I enjoy what I do so much, is because in the weekends that are coming up that we're doing in the Washington area, the weekend focuses on how do you learn to work with someone else? And there are a lot of people in the, not only Seattle area, but all throughout Washington and Oregon, there in the Northwest, that we've trained that are doing this successfully with other people.
Yeah.
Some people come to the weekend because they want to learn how to work with someone else, and there is a focus on that. There is a focus on an 8-step Krasner method of hypnosis, and how do you take a person from not having any idea about hypnosis all the way into working on something like stop smoking,
right,
weight loss. And we even overview a pain control method for anyone that is interested in learning how to better manage their pain.
So ideally, Matt, tell me, who would this weekend, coming up January 27th to the 29th, this APU Hypnosis Weekend Certification, who would this be for? Like, who? What kind of person would be interested in this kind of workshop?
There's usually two different types of people that come. Either the person that wants to learn more about themselves in order to learn how to break those habits, learn how to stop the behaviors and understand what it is that gets them the results.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other type of person that comes to the weekend is a person who's looking for learning how to do this with others. Now, interestingly enough, the better you get at doing this with others, the better you get at it with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that I've noticed personally.
Yeah.
And if a person comes there just for themselves, they may find that this is something they want to do, or maybe not, and maybe this is just something that they want to then take home and focus on. How do I work with myself? How do I get my results? And how do I achieve the things that I want to achieve in my life?
Right,
but
right.
Either way, it's really about giving a person a set of tools and techniques that they can take home and they can actually put to use.
Yes.
One of the things, and you guys know this about us and our organization, is that we want to make sure that people leave empowered. We want to make sure that people leave having a set of tools, a technique that they can do either with themselves and in some instances like these weekends coming up with others, that they can actually put to use. Because we don't want to just sit there and tell them for two and a half days, here's what you can do. We want we want people to start to use this. We want people to realize how much infinite potential they have inside them and to get in touch with that. People need to know that they're empowered.
Yeah, but, you know, that is really, I think, incredibly important. And the aspect is, like you say, you know, after the course, you go out and you use it. I mean, that's what I found for myself, is that that's the only way that I was able to successfully do the practices on myself.
Yep.
Is just to go out and use it, to think about it, to, you know, even to ruminate on it, to go over some of the, because I know initially, you know, there are some scripts that help you out to, you know, to understand, you know, the induction part and so forth. And you go over these things until you're going, you know what, I understand this and I really get it.
Right. And then at some point you get good enough where you don't need the script.
Exactly.
You look across at the person. You know if they're going deep. You know if you have to repeat something.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to tell you, I mean, the first time, my sister and brother-in-law were just, they were so kind. They let me do a regression on my nephew, Quentin.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, and Quentin, I think he was about, I think 16 or 15 or 16 at the time. Kids are different than adults.
No,
right?
You have to make it fun with kids. I love
Well, I tell
kids.
You what, I'm going through this whole, and this is when I first started out, and I'm going through the whole induction phase with him, getting it, you know, bringing him deeper in. And I'm thinking I'm bringing him deeper in. He was already there, and I could tell he was starting to get agitated because he was already there, and I'm still trying to get him to go deeper.
Right, right.
But you know, you do start to, once you're practicing. More and so forth, you start to understand and watch the signals for the individual.
Yeah, at some point you got to get out of the script, because if,
totally.
If your client falls off their chair because they're so entranced and you just keep reading the script, you might miss a point.
Totally.
Now, let me ask
you. They're drooling on the ground over there.
Well, I must be doing something right. let me ask you, Matt, the support system you have in Afterplace, because one of the things that's really important for me. Yeah, as if I do a weekend workshop, I want to do a workshop where I'm going to get support afterward, because, you know, you can go to as many workshops as you want, and then you're not getting the support that you need afterwards to continue on with doing. Because, I mean, you know, this is an intense weekend, 27th to the 29th in the Seattle area, for instance, in January. And one thing is that if you're a weekend like that, you're going to have many questions because you're going to go through an awful lot. So is there a support system in place for people after the fact?
Absolutely. Not only from email. A lot of people really like the email. We have people available through email, including the trainer usually puts their email address up so that students can get in contact directly with the trainer.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a staff here in the office that are absolutely ready to take phone calls and to help people out, as well as the ability to join a lot of membership organizations
right.
that have support within the organizations. We
exactly.
have an online forum that is moderated by people. We pick some people that aren't even trained by us because we wanted a wide variety of
yeah.
input from people around the planet.
Well,
our forum is on hypnosis.com, which is also one of our websites.
Exactly, yeah.
And so on the forum, you're able to get support. And there's a general public area where people post the weird things like, can
yeah.
I hypnotize my dog?
Yeah.
which I have a dog, and nothing wrong with hypnotizing the dog occasionally.
Yeah, there you go. Matt, we're going to take a break. Now, listen,
yes.
there's a whole bunch of workshops coming up, particularly. I just want to mention the one for Seattle is coming up January 27th through the 29th. And we've got a little surprise that we're going to tell you about in just a second, but there's other workshops that are happening. Spokane, Newport Beach, Vancouver, Washington in February 10th to the 12th. Culver City, California, and for our Canadian listeners, there is one happening, Toronto, Ontario, which is the Secret of Creating Your Future seminar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For those of you that are local here, the workshop coming up January 27th, 29th is going to be in Seattle. Now, here's the deal. If you would like to go to this weekend, Matt is giving one ticket away right now. One ticket away for this January 27th to the 29th. It's one seat. The first caller that calls in has never taken a workshop with Matt James, and you haven't won anything in the past 30 days. You have not won anything from us in the past 30 days, and you've never taken a training. Then this seat is for you if you're interested. The number to call right now, 425-649-1112. The first caller through, if you've never taken a training before and haven't won anything in the past 30 days, this ticket is for you. The first caller through right now at 425-649-1112. And don't forget, Matt's giving away a whole bunch of CDs, different types of CDs, and we'll talk about that. But the number to call their office if you're interested in the workshop as well, 800-800-6463. That's 1-800-800-6463. NLP.com. We'll be right back after this.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like...
Aloha from Hawaiian Health Ohana on the island of Kauai, where we produce 100% certified organic noni products. Noni has been used for thousands of years for improved health and energy. You can try our noni fruit leathers made of 100% pure dried noni fruit and our soothing lavender noni lotion for those aches and pains or any kind of skin condition. Come and visit our website at www.nonifruitleather.net. That's nonifruitleather.net. Or call us at 808-828-1123.
Do you want to know yourself better, wondering about the life you've created? It's time to recognize yourself as spirit. The CDM Psychic Institute offers psychic readings that will give you a neutral perspective of your world. Call CDM Psychic Institute at 425-258-1449. That phone number again is 425-258-1449. Or visit our website at c-d-m.org. That's c-d-m.org.
If you're interested in meditation, hypnosis, or deep relaxation as a means of stress reduction and self-improvement, you'll love the Mind Machine Experience. Experience in minutes what used to take years of practice. iProducts has a wide selection of light and sound machines, audio strobe CDs, turbosonic CDs, and biofeedback machines. All of these products reduce stress, energize your mind, enhance your creativity, promote deep sleep, and assist in achieving calm and meditative states. To learn more, visit iProducts.ws today. That's iProducts.ws or call iProducts directly at 877-832-5407. That's 877-832-5407.
If you're looking for that perfect medium to promote your company, Contact Talk Radio is your marketing solution. Contact Talk Radio connects your services with the public, giving a voice to holistic living. Your success is our success.
Through your joint venture with Contact Talk Radio, you are assisting our world community to grow and inspire new possibilities for a conscious and aware society. When you join Contact Talk Radio, you are connecting to those who would benefit most from your services. To find out about customized packages and what Contact Talk Radio can do for you, call 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Join the CTR family and watch your business grow.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
All right, welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. Congratulations to John David. John David, you are the recipient of that one seat workshop. So we're going to send you, your name and information on to Matt James's people, and they're going to call you back and
we'll
get you sorted out.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it's more than one seat, just to let everybody know.
Oh, it is?
So for individuals who are wanting to get their own.
Yeah, one seat giveaway.
For individuals who want to get their own, what you want to do is contact the Matt's office. So if you're wanting to purchase a ticket to the seminar,
training.
You definitely want to do it.
Yeah. So here, let me give all the information again. First of all, the website, Matt, your website, www.nlp.com. That's nlp.com. Your phone number for people to get a hold of you is 1-800-800-6463 or 800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D. That's 800-800-MIND or 800-800-6463. You're also giving some CDs away for every caller that calls in today. What CDs are you giving away?
The CDs that we're going to be giving away are the...
They get one
Stop
of the,
Smoking.
One, they get one choice, right?
Yeah, one choice.
Yeah.
Stop Smoking, Weight Loss, because those are the two big ones that we focus on for the... hypnosis weekend. So
right.
Stop smoking or weight loss. Plus, I thought if someone just wanted an overall, an introduction to NLP timeline and hypnosis, that they can call up and get that introductory CD as well.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
Beautiful.
Nice.
And a hypnosis, and they get a hypnosis one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. The number to call, 1-800-800-6463. That's the number to call in. 800-800-6463.
See, with the jingle, I think it helps.
There you go. Well, you know, he just wants to keep on saying it over and over again.
I'm going to get in trouble for it sometime, I'm sure, if they're listening. So the jingle belongs to someone else.
It does.
Yeah.
Benny's trying to keep him on.
Yeah,
Benny's trying to keep him on track with that.
I recognize that.
We'll come up with something.
There you go.
We'll work with it.
Yeah.
Under the radar.
We're going to come up with a jingle for him.
Okay, we'll come up with our own jingle.
There you go. Matt James, of course, is the guest from the Empowerment Partnership Certification through Advanced Neurodynamics. We're very happy to have him. If you just joined with us, Matt, we've been talking about hypnosis, some of the myths of hypnosis. You know, one of the questions was the weakest mind, and we covered that. What are some other myths and truths about hypnosis?
Well, some of the other myths about hypnosis is, we went over the control aspect.
Yeah.
Right.
We went over the being gullible. We went over the being weak-minded.
Yeah.
One of the other myths is that it's sleep, that the person's knocked out and that they actually go to sleep.
Oh, yes, yes.
That it's some sort of unconsciousness, although a lot of people use the term unconscious mind. The person's actually awake, and the easiest way to explain this state, this physiology, this neurological thing that occurs when you go into hypnosis, technically, you know, it's a certain brainwave pattern, it's a certain rhythm that occurs in the body. The easiest way to do it is, though, it's kind of like that state right before you wake up in the morning, where you're not asleep anymore, you're not awake yet.
Right.
You're kind of in that in-between state. It's the same state that occurs if you're driving in your car, and I think a lot of people have done this. You're driving in your car along the freeway, same route that you always take to go home, and you just pass your exit.
Oh, yes.
That state that you're in to do that, or getting off the elevator on the wrong floor.
Sure.
Or sitting there daydreaming, staring out the window, and someone's talking to you, and you don't even hear what they're saying.
What's that?
What?
No, it's true. It's true, Matt. I mean, especially here in the Seattle area, you know, one of the things that we can get ourselves into a state is when it's raining out and you got the windshield wipers going.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice little mesmerizing thing, huh? The windshield wipers going back and
back
forth.
Back and forth. Nice. And all of a sudden you're like, what? Oh, I just missed the exit again.
Yeah.
You know?
Again.
I've done it.
I like that. What is it, back and forth?
Yeah, yeah. Back and forth. Oh, shoot, I just missed that exit again. So,
Haven't you ever done that, Matt?
Yes, actually, I think I did that a couple times.
A couple of times I missed that exit. What's going on? No, but this is very interesting. Hypnosis, again, you know, it's a fascinating subject simply because there's a certain mysteriousness to it because it involves the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it involves, and the mind is something that we only have a very small percentage of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other piece that's kind of come up to me right now is the aspect of, you know, there are a lot of people still that, you know, they're wanting that kind of a one, you know, wonder pill, that one thing that's gonna cure everything. And you know, with hypnosis, I mean, hypnosis certainly can, you know, like you had mentioned earlier, it really can, you know, be that one time and you stop smoking. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But also understanding that it does take patience. As well.
It's going to take work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I equate this to, you're right, magic pill. I've used that metaphor. I do the magic wand metaphor.
Right.
Sometimes mm-hmm. people come to see me one-on-one and they sit down in the chair, right, and they raise their arms up and they go, okay, fix me.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And they're expecting me to whip this magic wand out and just whack them on the head and say, okay, everything's better.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think it works that way. And actually, I shouldn't say unfortunately, I should say fortunately it doesn't work that way.
Right.
Because
I agree.
If you had to go to someone to get that magic pill, to me that wouldn't be empowerment.
It is. I think you're completely right on that. It can be very disempowering. If we don't have that challenge and those little, you know, testing obstacles for us around the way or along the way, because I mean that test ahead of us, if we think we've dealt with it, it's like, thank God for that test, because it can show us where we really are in that mm-hmm. in that time.
Right. I wouldn't give up the bad periods in the past because mm-hmm. that made me who I am.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
However, I want to let go of the things from the bad period that prevent me from achieving what I want to achieve now.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what we teach. And I think then what it boils down to is that the person realizes when you look for a magic wand or magic pill outside yourself,
mm-hmm.
you're looking for someone else to fix you.
Yeah.
When you learn something like hypnosis, when you learn something like the timeline therapy techniques, or when you learn something like NLP,
mm-hmm.
you realize that the magic pill is actually inside you.
Yeah.
And that at any moment you can tap into it, just like you did, Lucia, when you did the regression right there in the moment.
Well, that I like that analogy, but you know that magic pill that's inside of us is time released.
Yep.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And it's it is absolutely perfect, because you're right. It's in each and every one of us, and it's a matter of having the tools to understand how to extract it.
Exactly.
You know,
that's the biggest emphasis I could ever give to someone, is that there's no one outside you that can fix it. You can fix it yourself.
Yeah.
And that, for some of us, it may take more work. I mean, for me, it took work in certain areas. Some areas came easy. Some areas mm-hmm. took more work. You know,
exactly. Matt, you know, I want to thank you, first of all, for coming on the show today, because, again, hypnosis is such an important subject, and it goes along the lines of personal growth and making a commitment to ourselves to do something. And ultimately, you know, to summarize here, what we are here for is to learn and grow.
Yes.
I mean, ultimately, that's what we're here, is to learn and to grow.
Yep.
And to live your life the best way you can, and in the most empowering way you can. And to do that, it does take work, and it does take the lessons to go through. So thank you, Matt. I'm going to give out the information again. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show again. I really love being on here.
Well, we look forward to the next time. Take care.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks, Tara. We'll talk to you soon. If you would like to get a CD of one of the things that Matt was giving away, hypnosis for smoking or weight loss,
weight
whatever
loss
that is,
hypnosis,
give a call to 1-800-800-MIND. That's 1-800-800-6463. Or check out their website, NLP.com. There's a training coming up January 27th through the 29th. Give them a call to find out more information about that. Thanks for sticking around today.
We'll talk to you soon.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been...